Chapter 5, Confront. Communicate concerns about tough stuff with your spouse.
Here's what Henry David Thoreau had to say about confront. It takes two to speak truth, one to speak and another to hear. Being human means that we continually face problems in our daily lives. Thus, all husbands and wives will inevitably encounter challenges, large and small, on an ongoing basis, even those with the best marriage relationships. It's naive to believe otherwise. This is true for all couples, regardless of how in love they are or what their financial status may be. Throughout the entire course of marriage, all couples will continue to face their own sets of challenges and must deal with their own unique blend of tough stuff. To effectively confront and work through challenges are two of the most vital skills for couples to learn. This chapter discusses why we need to confront difficult and sensitive issues and how to do this constructively as a couple. In the next chapter, Resolve, you'll learn guidelines for how to complete the process effectively. Confronting and resolving are two essential components of a single integrated process. We've organized the concepts into two broad categories described in Chapter 5 and Chapter 6. Thus, you should make sure you review and implement both chapters. We must typically face a variety of issues in our individual lives, careers, children, family members and friends, and spouses. These concerns have the potential to impact our marriage relationships as well. Our personal issues frequently affect our mates simply because we are linked in marriage. Unfortunately, many couples are unrealistic about this fact. Whether they put their heads in the sand to appear just fine or engage in some other form of denial, they do themselves a disservice when they fail to actually confront their challenges.
The avoidance pattern is frequently set in motion by the common tendency of people, especially during courtship, to put their best foot forward and shield each other from knowing about certain difficulties or challenges they face. This can stem from a common fear that if others only knew who I really am or what I'm like on a bad day, they wouldn't like me. The result most feared is that this could mean the end of the relationship. A young couple fell into this trap during the courtship as the young man continually gave in to his sweetheart to avoid conflict because he was afraid of losing her. Consequently, they never had any arguments or disagreements before their marriage. After they were married and things had settled, he began to get tired of always giving in, and he started to voice his opinion on many issues they were facing. Needless to say, this new pattern of openly expressing different views not only surprised his wife, but also brought their conflicts into the open where they could then deal with them. In reality, the interests of all parties are best served when they know the truth. There are definitely some important exceptions to this generalization. Wise persons use discretion and tact in bearing their souls to one another. Wisdom and prudence suggest there are appropriate times to postpone dealing with certain problems. As a general rule, however, it is best to acknowledge and deal with the challenges rather than avoid or deny them. Couples also fail to confront their problems because one or both spouses adopt a relationship characterized by "he said any price." To avoid this pitfall, it's important to understand the difference between conflict and contention, as well as the difference between confronting and being confrontational. Conflict is neither good nor bad, but neutral. In marriage, it reflects the inevitable differences between any two individuals. Conflicts between individuals are unavoidable and should be confronted and dealt with. Contention, on the other hand, has a very negative effect on relationships. Contention involves fighting, arguing, or bickering when there is a lack of harmony. Contentious individuals are usually quarrelsome and hostile. To confront is to face reality. Confronting problems effectively requires integrity, maturity, courage, responsibility, and sensitivity. To be confrontational is to be belligerent, abrasive, pushy, or inappropriately aggressive.
To apply the healthy practice of confront, an individual must be committed to interpersonal relationships centered on truth, speaking the truth, discovering the truth, and acting upon the truth. So what does this mean for individuals who want both honesty and harmony in their interpersonal relationships, especially those who want a thriving marriage? Here's a piece of advice worth considering. Avoid being confrontational and refrain from being contentious while embracing the opportunity to confront conflict. Couples pay a high price when they avoid conflict in order to avoid contention. A compulsive avoidance of conflict itself overrides the more important need to get to the root of the problem. Avoidance readily deteriorates into habits of suppressing feelings, denying reality, and shying away from the process of problem solving. Many couples tend to deny problems to minimize their impact. Also, spouses may avoid dealing with their problems because they've always had negative experiences confronting others. When most couples think about conflict, they think of fighting, yelling, arguing, attacking, and belittling, or withdrawing, turning away, avoiding eye contact, coldness, giving the silent treatment. It doesn't have to be this way. Such non-productive patterns reflect either learned behavior from observing others or are the result of not knowing what else to do. To confront conflicts constructively, couples must view conflict in an entirely different way. Rather than interpreting conflicts as evidence of something wrong with their marriage, couples can choose to view them as opportunities to grow together and make the marriage even better. Henry Kaiser said, "Problems are only opportunities in work clothes." Conflicts can be very beneficial to a marriage when confronting them leads spouses to re-examine their assumptions, beliefs, and behavior patterns, stretch their imaginations, and explore new ways to handle challenges.
The following analogy further illustrates this concept. Consider the person faced with the task of climbing a mountain. To begin in the valley floor and reach the peak of a mountain is no small task. There will be many obstacles along the path, rocks of all sizes, including gigantic boulders, crevices where one can easily get stuck, a winding trail that in places is extremely narrow, but always uphill, piles of loose rock where some steps inevitably cause hikers to slip backwards, sheer vertical cliffs that cannot be climbed without exceptional skill, as well as a trusted and dependable climbing partner. It takes energy, effort, endurance, patience, and skill to climb up the face of a mountain to the summit. Furthermore, it requires a willingness to expose oneself to certain risks associated with the challenges of the hike. A climber's journey will be greatly affected by his or her attitude toward the task. If the person views the climb as a burden that's been imposed, he or she will feel resentment and anger with every step of what seems like a long and arduous trek. But if the person sees the climb as a challenging adventure with a worthwhile goal, the experience will be very different. How exhilarating when the goal is achieved and the summit conquered. Besides the incredible view, there is the inner satisfaction from having confronted and conquered the challenges along the way. Similarly, as you and your spouse confront and resolve conflicts together, you too can feel a real high because you will have paid the price to complete the journey. Feeling a tremendous sense of satisfaction with making the difficult climb is not the only reward you'll gain. You will also find joy from the lasting benefits of a marriage relationship that's on a much higher level than it would have been had you stayed in the valley of marital complacency or given up the climb when the going got a bit tough. Your enjoyment expands as you move to a higher level of communicating. The key is working through the conflict successfully. You would never attempt to scale a mountain without first preparing yourself by learning how to use climbing ropes, anchor a piton, gain a handhold in difficult terrain, and so forth. Therefore, we've included a conflict confrontation checklist to help you learn the essential skills for your trek up the mountain of marriage. It contains the basic tools to help you succeed as climbers and hopefully avoid some of the pitfalls along the way. Before learning how to confront conflicts, however, everyone needs to understand one important preventative aspect of the confront practice: establishing expectations.